Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. We're going to be live here, of course, for the next 3 hours, joining us in the third hour. Always interesting and informative and thought-provoking guest, David Icke, will be joining us on a host of issues, mainly dealing with the attack on Iran, the plunging global economy, and how the globalists are openly admitting that they're waging war on the human psyche with drugs and chemicals in the food and water, and now these brain-altering vaccines that are live viruses that actually go in and attack the brain tissue, giving you a type of biological electrochemical lobotomy. So that is coming up with David today. We'll also take some calls when he's on with us for that hour. In the meantime, we're going to have wide open phones throughout the first 2 hours. I do have a lot of important news that I will cover, of course, interspersed. Former Senator Ted Stevens, the guy that wanted to end net neutrality and allow the web to be broken up, and who was constantly associated with massive corruption and who was haggard by it, went down in an aircraft with ex-NASA chief Sean O'Keefe. They were on a plane in Alaska. This is the second serious plane crash of his life. He's believed dead. They're reporting 5 dead right now, but they haven't identified the bodies yet. Very, very suspicious. If you look at the statistics for frequent business flyers who fly as much as your average federal politician, these feds have a much higher level of death rates in aircraft than other frequent flyers. Now, a lot of that is because they tend to be on smaller flights trying to go around and visit constituents. But, you know, Nick Begich, Dr. Nick Begich, who's a frequent guest here, his father was a famous congressman from Alaska. And, of course, his brother is one of the two senators from Alaska right now. And he believes his father was killed in foul play for standing up to the Defense Department and others. But the global mafia loves to kill people in plane crashes because then the federal government has jurisdiction over those plane crashes. They really shouldn't have jurisdiction, but they've claimed it in the last few decades. And so they're able to come in and cover up what's happened. Of course, we had the Senator Wellstone situation, clearly foul play. The list goes on and on. And at the same time, we have one of the big VP critics, Matt Simons, found dead yesterday in his swimming pool. It's one of their other favorite ways to kill people, or it could have just been a heart attack. But he'd been a big critic of that and also had worked in the Bush administration. So that's some of what we'll be covering here on the broadcast today. Also, Russia battles to defend nuclear sites from fires. They've declared a state of emergency, and the Russian heat wave may kill 15,000 and shave $15 billion off of their gross domestic product, really starting to cause disruptions in Russia, Bloomberg reports. Meanwhile, temperatures continue well below average in Southern California to the point of in their growth belts there, their farming belt, there in the south and central areas and out into the desert, many of their lemons and oranges and grapefruits and other citrus crops are not ripening or not maturing because they're having record cold there right now. And you could point at that and say we're going into an ice age. You could point at Russia and say we're going into global warming. The truth is you've got thousands of major weather regions and tens of thousands of micro regions. You can always find spots on the earth that are having record hot or record cold. It's the general trends that matter. The general trends are cooling. We'll be right back.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Tuesday, the 10th day of August 2010. David Icke is coming up in the third hour today to talk about the chemical assault and biological assault going on against the public. Former Senator Ted Stevens and ex-NASA chief Sean O'Keefe have gone down in a plane crash, and all on board are believed dead. It was a small plane. Could be foul play. Could be the classic high winds of Alaska and the dangers of small aircraft. We'll talk more about that today. I also want to get more into a story that came out a few days ago that we mentioned. Stephen Hawking, the preeminent physicist and quantum mechanics expert and developer of a lot of theoretical mathematical equations dealing with black holes that have been proven, says he believes we must go off-world immediately, or that it's almost certain in the next 100 years we're going to destroy ourselves. And I agree with him. I don't think it's going to take 100 years. With the fission fusion, the new generation of nuclear weapons, the new generations of antimatter weapons the Air Force admits they've been developing for at least 20 years, with genetic engineering and cross-species open-air planting and open-air release of other biological entities, not just plants, but salmon and insects, with the other developments in super weapons, it is a virtual certainty that this planet will never become a type 1 civilization, the species on this planet. A type 1 is a survivable species that is not bound to one globe, one planet. You could even argue technically not one system. Just remember that 100 years ago, everybody was still predominantly using horses, and electricity was still seen as magic. This species can basically do anything. We are made in the image of the creator of the universe, and where our potential has not even been dreamed of. We cannot even imagine our potential, but we do have a lot of selfish, controlling, wicked eugenicists in control who have shown that they do not want a world government to have world peace. They want a world government for world carnage and destruction and death. So we'll be discussing that more coming up in the next hour. A lot of really important economic news. And now the mainstream media is not just admitting, but is on fire with reports and evidence that the entire Democratic Party, but also the Republican Party as a close second, is in political freefall. It's a greater political realignment than we saw in the 1770s leading up to the kickoff at Lexington and Concord in 1775 and the official kickoff for secession and war in July 4, 1776. So they now admit it's a complete and total political realignment, and that the system, even when they tell the truth, no one believes them, and there is a total loss of confidence. And the globalists are all over the news today saying they need a new war or giant terror attacks. They're repeating that. And we are in the maximum zone of danger going into this election for giant terror attacks or a new war to be started as a way to rally the population around the flagging, corrupt predator class, ruling class, the rat class. So we're going to be discussing that as well today. Also, some interesting information that I'll be covering in the next hour. I was aware of this. I had read this in the Texas Constitution and Legislative Statutes, Section 431.112, calling of forces by other officials dealing with the State Guard, but also to a certain extent, the National Guard in the state. When you have an insurrection or lawlessness, that it is not the right, it is the duty of the governor, the legislature, or the county commissioner, the head judge, the head of the county commission, or the sheriff, to call out the militia. And so we'll be going over that today. Any sheriff or county judge in Texas, or they have similar laws in Arizona, it's all based on the federal constitution, just a state version of it, can call out the police, the military, the general citizenry, and they can start arresting people for crimes. So just further evidence that the federal lawsuit against Arizona and the threat against Texas, if Texas follows suit and other states, is an abject, manifest, complete fraud. And the federal lawsuit is also a violation of several articles of the Constitution we've covered here previously, dealing with the fact that the federal government cannot sue an individual or state agency on behalf of a foreign government or foreign individual. So we'll be discussing those interesting and very important points of law here coming up later in the broadcast today, because if we get the word out to the legislatures and to the sheriffs and to the county commissioners, they can grow up and start asserting the power of the people vested in their office. 100% of the power of every federal government employee, agent, elected servant, it's the same at the state level, is given to them through the power of the people enshrined in the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and, of course, the Constitution. So it's not the Constitution that's gone wrong. We have gone wrong in not enforcing this. So that's another one of the issues that I want to open the phones up to discuss with you, but any issue is on the table. The toll-free number to join us today on this Tuesday edition is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. But first, before I get into all of this other news and your phone calls, I have another excellent illustration of media propaganda and brainwashing that is going on in our society. When bisphenol A was approved by the federal government back in the 1950s, and out of thousands of different plastic formulas, it was chosen by industry, despite the fact, from my research, it's not even one of the least expensive formulas, to be a hardening agent in plastic. Plastic liners, food containers, the lining of cans, and, of course, soda pop, as it's called in the Northeast. And in the last 30 years, there have been legions, literally thousands of studies. There have been several hundred published in the last year that bisphenol A is, above all, does a lot of things. It's a hormone disruptor. But it mimics chiefly estrogen. Estrogen being the dominant hormone in the female side of the species Homo sapiens sapien. And so it feminizes boys and hyper-feminizes girls. And there's so much bisphenol A being eaten by humans and seeping into our water supply and into other beverages that when we then urinate and defecate it into the sewage system, that it is then processed and put into reservoirs, that in every major reservoir that's been studied, you have the feminization of male fish and amphibians like frogs. And this is on record worldwide where bisphenol A is used. Leaching of hormones, and that's what birth control does, is it mimics pregnancy so that the woman cannot become pregnant. So they're basically in an artificial pregnancy state. Causes a lot of psychological problems and physical problems. And in all of these studies, they admit that it's causing boys to go into puberty later and to actually overdevelop other hormonal exchanges in the brain, the rest of the body. And girls are going into puberty as young as age 3 and 4, though hundreds of thousands are going into puberty at around age 7. And, of course, the average before the 1950s with bisphenol A was about 13. The average girl went into puberty at about age 13. Same thing for boys. Now the studies show that many Western boys are not even having their testicles drop. That is, they're up inside you almost like ovaries, and they drop down at the onset of puberty until age 15. And boys look and act like little girls. Women are hyper-feminized, and so it massively ages them. Hormones are the main cause of cancer, naturally. You should notice hormonal tissues like the breasts, the testicles, the prostate are the most common cancers. That's why sharks don't get cancer. It's impossible because they don't have hormones. They operate on another system. That's why shark cartilage has been found to be a good treatment for many cancers. But I'm digressing, giving you some points of science. The issue here is this is now all coming out, and I've got multiple national newscasts deceiving the viewers and telling the viewers that girls are going into puberty at age 7 because they're obese, when that has nothing to do with it. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
So in the last week, with four states banning bisphenol A in baby bottles and baby food packaging, it already leaches into the food out of the containers, but when you microwave them in the containers, it gives you massive doses. They also admit that just a little bit of the chemical off of printer receipt ink that's used by more than 40% of major retailers is enough to reduce the fertility of men, increase cancer in men and women. This is bisphenol A. Meanwhile, I have a CNN clip from over the weekend that we posted up on Infowars.com, where they've got a doctor on there arguing with another doctor saying there's no evidence it's ever caused a problem, despite the fact there are literally hundreds of studies a year. They are in the thousands overall. Now, CBS News, ABC News, NBC News, they all said it's obesity in girls that is causing this. And they said that's why we need federal controls and basically take people's children from them when they're overweight. So they let them sell you corn syrup. They let the companies line things in bisphenol A, put MSG in it, aspartame. All of this causes serious health problems and obesity in all the studies. They know full well it kills the guinea pigs, kills the monkeys with the aspartame, the MSG. They know. And they create the crisis and then come out and say, why are our girls going to puberty at 7? And, of course, in England and the United States, when you bring your girl in, when she's 5, 6, 7, 8 years old going to puberty, they give you hormones to block those hormones, which then screw your daughter up even more. And there's no discussion about the feminized boys. And all of it attacks fertility. But I did find several mainstream news articles that did tell the truth. One was in the Kansas City Star, kansascity.com. Study finds puberty arriving early in girls. And it went on to say many scientists believe chemicals in the environment need to be studied, like bisphenol A that act like estrogen. Bisphenol A is used in many plastics, food packaging, and even dental sealants. And so they go on to tell the truth and say the scientists and researchers are saying bisphenol A. But I watched all these different newscasts last night and this morning that were aggregated on YouTube. We have them linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they said, you're eating too much. That's what's making you go into puberty. That has nothing to do with it. And they know that. So they will not tell you what the problem is. And it's despicable. Here's a few minutes of an NBC piece.
Good evening, I'm Ann Curry in for Brian Williams tonight. As a new study published today reveals stunning and alarming findings about the health of our daughters. According to the study of more than 1,200 children, a significant number of girls are now showing signs of puberty as young as 7 years old. With these findings, the researchers are raising concerns that our girls will be at greater risk for behavioral problems, perhaps even breast cancer in the future. In a moment, we'll be talking to a leading pediatrician about what parents can do, but we begin now with NBC's Rahema Ellis.
The results are startling. More than 1,200 girls between the ages of 7 and 8 from New York, Cincinnati, and the San Francisco Bay Area were part of the study. The findings reported in today's Journal of Pediatrics reveal that while the average age of the onset of puberty is 10 or 11, 15% of the girls showed signs of puberty at 7 years old. Among them, 10% of white girls, twice as many as in a 1997 study, but 15% of Hispanic girls and 23% of African-American girls.
Early development is a risk.
That's enough. And then they just go on to say it's because you're fat. If you inject estrogen or drink it or take it as pills, you will gain weight. And in all these studies, it says bisphenol A causes obesity, organ damage. It massively increases cancer, not just breast cancer. I mean, why do they tell 55-year-old women who go into menopause that now they probably shouldn't take estrogen replacement? Because it massively increases cancer risk. They know what's going on. So they have a estrogen stimulant that is in almost all foods. Now, if you look at the other studies, you can pull these up side by side of Hispanics and blacks. They tend to be poorer. They tend to eat more junk food than whites. Whites are becoming poor now, so you see their number doubling. But how do you get 20-plus percent of black children having this problem? Why do you have 15% of Hispanics having this problem? Because they're eating more junk food with the bisphenol A. And they know full well what's going on. And when we come back, I'll show you a doctor who's part of a big consortium telling you that she has no evidence bisphenol A is bad. But in the article Matt Ryan put together, he linked to all these mainline studies that conclusively show breast cancer, obesity, early onset of puberty in girls, feminization of boys.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, RollingPapers.com, the best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, RollingPapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at RollingPapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at RollingPapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at RollingPapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with RollingPapers.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
If you look at the public, white people, Hispanics, blacks, Asians, and you look at photographs of folks even 50 years ago, didn't matter what color they were, where they were from, their eyes looked more alive. Even if they were overweight, they looked healthier. You look at the public now, especially if you go to a water park, where you can really see people with their shirts off, and even if they're skinny, they look like zombies. They look unhealthy. White people kind of have greenish skin. Hispanics kind of have greenish brown skin. Black folks kind of have brownish green skin. People have got zits all over their faces and backs, even when they're old. They look like they've been hit by a mutation ray. And you have been hit by a mutation ray. And I've gone back and looked at dietary studies from the 40s and 50s. People were eating chicken fried steaks. People were eating giant platters of fried food. And, yeah, they were having heart attacks and getting cancer and stuff, but they were not as fat as they are now. We know that bisphenol A causes obesity, breast cancer, other cancers, early onset of puberty in females, feminization of boys. They know all this. They know aspartame actually causes obesity. How many nutritionists and medical doctors have we had on to cover that? It causes permanent inflammation of the brain. all of these chemicals work together. And the system chose to allow this. If you go to many European countries, this stuff is illegal, and their population doesn't look like this. Most of these chemicals are illegal in the food and water in France. The French have many, 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 many a statistically higher level of smoking cigarettes and drinking. And the media says, oh, it's red wine. That's why they're living to 81 and we're living to 74. No. Smoking 2-3 packs of cigarettes a day, eating a lot more fattening foods. They don't eat preservatives. They won't put up with it. If you look at French women when they're 70, they look like a 50-year-old American woman. The Germans have allowed most of this stuff, and they look almost as dumbed down and mutated as us. And again, I'm not up here on some dietary high horse. I was a health nut in high school and into college, and I worked so hard in radio and TV, I kind of started hanging out with the radio guys who were drinking every night and, you know, eating T-bone steaks and kind of got out of shape. I've tried to get back into shape. Once you get out, it's very, very hard. When I'm up here preaching about this stuff, you know, I'm warning myself as well as you. And it's hard to avoid bisphenol A with when you drink bottled water when you're out on the road or, you know, you're at an event and people are drinking whiskey, but you just want to have a Coca-Cola. And it's full of aspartame, full of bisphenol A, full of corn syrup, depending on what you're drinking. You can't hardly find sugar candy or gum at a gas station that may have 50, 60 choices, and my children are begging for some candy, and it either has aspartame, almost all of it, including sugar, gum, and candy, or it's got corn syrup. Even chocolate has got corn syrup. Now, you can't find a sweet treat. You've got to mail order it. I have found Stripes gum has sugar in it, but it's still got some problem-causing dyes in it. But I'll occasionally give that to my children as a treat. Now I said I was going to open the phones up, and we are, for Pastor, Kathy, Tim, Jim, and others. But you are under chemical and biological attack. And we know they've been spiking measles, mumps, rubella jabs, H1N1 vaccines, other major vaccines with RNA. And every time they get caught adding these viruses, they say it's a mistake. But we have clearly evidenced that it was not a mistake with Dr. Sock's polio vaccine that gave over 100 million Americans, the government estimates, deadly cancers that were unknown in humans previously. That particular virus, SV40, is communicable. We know that the UN has been caught on the back of a tetanus pathogen, adding a female hormone to sterilize women. They've been caught in India, Africa, Asia, and Latin America. This is all on record. You just search the term UN caught sterilizing women through vaccines. Just last Friday, in fact, will you reprint that for me, guys? Rockefeller Foundation called for vaccine to sterilize population. Since I mentioned it last Friday, I should actually read those passages. That was from 1966. Thank you. The point is, it's guaranteed this is going on. And now they want, of all these different classes, hundreds of them they're developing, hundreds that are being publicly developed, according to Wired Magazine and others, of these bio-enhancing viruses. One of them, of course, is a herpes virus. It's for life that you can't get rid of, that piggybacks steroids associated with aggression and resistance and determination. That's their own admissions. So you won't have stress or anger. And piggybacked on the herpes virus is that hormone class. It's a selection of hormones to where your brain can't even absorb them. I mean, this is really happening. And they come out and announce it like it's a good thing, and everybody's knocking down the clinic doors to get these shots. But you talk about selling your soul at CBS and ABC and NBC, all over the news saying, look, we'll just start under the new Federal Health Care Act. Your employers will have to get your fat index. You'll be given higher taxes. You'll be regulated. You'll have elder care visit you. You'll have CPS visit you. It's already happening in Arkansas and other places. If your child is overweight by 1 pound, And their body index of what they say is natural and healthy is very skinny for most body types, because a lot of people, you know, have a husky body type. And so for them to be, quote, you know, in shape or to be at a healthy body weight, you've got to be very, very skinny. And so they put all these chemicals out there that make you obese, give you cancer, that destroy the fertility of men, that hyperfeminize women. They know full well what they are doing. In fact, before I go to your calls, here's the article. Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction. PrisonPlanet.com by Jurian Masin. Excuse me, I said 1966. This is a 1968 report. In its 1968 yearly report, the Rockefeller Foundation acknowledged funding the development of so-called anti-fertility vaccines and the implementation of mass scale. From page 51 onward, we read. And remember, Bill, one of Bill Gates' uncles, Bill Gates' dad, headed up Planned Parenthood. They worked for the Rockefellers. We've confirmed that. And this 100-plus billion that these 40 billionaires have put in, $38 billion from the Gateses, $38 billion from Buffett, some more billions added by these other billionaires. The Rockefeller Foundation is running this. And remember the Times of London headline, billionaires meet in secret to plan population control, population reduction. And at the end of the article, it talks about a world government to carry this out. What does eco-science cover? And it says several types of drugs are known to diminish male fertility, but those have been tested have serious problems with toxicity. Yeah, bisphenol A. Look what's happening to our girls right now. Poor little things. I know a lot of women who are 18, 19, 20 years old getting breast cancer right now, and they're going in and burning those tumors out, and a lot of them are dying. Every time I get my hair cut or I talk to women in a grocery store, or I hear women talking at a restaurant, it's about their daughters dying of cancer at 25. I've got employees whose girlfriends are dying of cancer, have died of cancer. Kids are dying all over the place in the news. Cancers are up by several thousand percentage points. And they're just killing us and enjoying it. They've deployed toxic sterilants against you. Because, see, by making a girl go into puberty when she's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, the media is saying 7. It's even younger. Yeah, it's hundreds of thousands at 7, but it's thousands at 3. Why do you think men that even exercise are getting what bodybuilders call female dog breast? I'm not going to use the pejorative term. Is that the word? You're being bathed in chemical and biological warfare. That's the cops, the military, all of us. And we just keep serving the bankers. Oh, there's another headline. Stomach cancer rate increases in young adults. Well, yeah, when you're eating BT corn and wheat and cottonseed oil that's killing the cows that they feed it to and killing the pigs they feed it to. A lot of pigs have the best olfactory nerve of any land animal, much better than a bloodhound. Most pigs will not eat GMO corn or GMO wheat or soybean seeds. Soybeans also have that same system in them, but that's the whole soybean. Soybean derivatives and cottonseed oil. Several types of drugs are known to diminish male fertility, but those that have been tested have serious problems of toxicity. This is from the Rockefeller Foundation. Very little work is in progress on immunological methods, such as vaccines, to reduce fertility, and much more research is required if a solution is to be found here. And then it goes into how they spend hundreds of millions of dollars in their report to develop these systems. And they've been caught doing it. I mentioned the tetanus shots earlier. Now, remember that report I covered yesterday, and guys, I know it's in yesterday's stack. Maybe you can dig it out or print it again. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, tens of millions of dollars to fund La Raza. Why would this mega elite family creating a $100 billion eugenics fund that openly wants world government, why would they fund a group that says for the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing? When Planned Parenthood's stated goal from its founding is to kill Hispanics and blacks. Well, they're going to use the third world desperate population that's nationalistic as a political arm to destroy private property rights and the Second Amendment in the Republic. And once the Republic's fallen, they'll then suck them into the government-run healthcare system and soft kill them at their leisure. They want the Mexicans here so they can use them as a tool, but also get their smart kill going. And there's a lot of funding now to Mexico to start the smart killing on their people as well. So they want to act liberal and saddle up to you and be your friends so they can kill you deader than a hammer, but kill you slow. You know, diabetes is up over 1,000% in average. But what is it, 3,000% last number I saw in Hispanics? I drive down the road every day, and at bus stops, I see young Hispanics with both their legs cut off, just everywhere, in wheelchairs waiting for buses. 20 years old, 25, 30. Their skin's purple. They're giant and fat. Their legs are cut off. You like being murdered? Well, they like murdering you. I don't want you to die. I don't want you to abort your babies. But I will stand against you being formed into an army against my Second Amendment, my private property. I've got to take control of the government through the Republic with the people. If you want to join the fight to get the Republic back and bring these murderers to justice and these globalists, then I'm your brother. But when you work for Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation of death, you are my enemy. Choose a side. Choose a side now. Same thing for black groups, totally under control of the globalist. There it is. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave millions to La Raza. In the last decade, in 1 year alone, they gave $6+ million. Then it gets into the tens of millions going back to the 60s with the Ford Foundation, part of this whole operation, to create Mecha and La Raza. I think you're smart enough to figure this out. Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction. Now, the media is going to tell you how much they love you and how they love your La Invasora and your La Reconquista. It's just because they want to destroy the United States and drive down the wages. Do you actually want to read about how they want to kill you? Maybe some of you do, maybe some of you don't. Maybe it feels too good to be murdered slowly by the globalists. Okay, don't say you weren't warned. They go on to say, using vaccines to reduce male fertility was something that needed to be investigated further, according to Rockefeller Foundation, because both the oral pill and the IUD were not sustainable for mass-scale distribution. And, of course, they want to do it by stealth. Oh, get your flu shot. Oh, you know, half of you will never have kids. The other half will have reduced. See, it's got to be soft kill. It can't hit everybody or it'd be too noticeable. But they're testing how much they can get away with right now. We are faced with the danger within the next few years, these two modern methods for which such high hopes have been held will in fact turn out to be impractical on a mass scale. The possibility of administering hormone preparations to reduce fertility was also mentioned, although, states the report, they have been known to cause bleeding problems, which may limit their usefulness. People notice how bad it is. A Semper management or renewable subcutaneous implant of these hormones has been suggested, but whether or not the same difficulties would result has not been determined. And remember, they deployed all of this later, saying that research thus far has been too low grade to produce any sustainable results. The report was adamant. The foundation will endeavor to assist in filling this important gap in several ways, seeking out and encouraging the development of and providing partial support to a few centers of excellence in universities and research institutes in the United States and abroad in which the methods and points of view of molecular biology are teamed with the more traditional approaches of embryology, endocrinology, and research pertinent to the development of fertility control methods. You know, they want to hit those babies in the womb. Kind of like the UN programs worldwide where they only want to help the pregnant women. They come give them shots, and they all have miscarriages on the spot, and they send armed troops to enforce the injections. And that's what America's turning into as well. I mean, you can't ignore this. Number two, support research of individual investigators oriented towards development of contraceptive methods or basic information of human reproduction relevant to such developments. Three, encouraging by making research funds available. This is 40-plus years ago. As well as other means established and beginning investigations in turn, their attention to aspects of research in reproductive biology that have implications for human fertility and its control. Four, encouraging more biology and biochemistry students to elect careers in reproductive biology and human fertility control through support of research and technology and teaching programs in departments of zoology, biology, and biochemistry. The list goes on and has the motivations for these activities. World population reduction. And they have another report, 1997, Review of Anti-Fertility Vaccines. Population Control in the New World Order is another major essay issued by the Rockefellers. And then you've got all these graduate students. When Dr. Eric Pianca came out and said he wants 90% of the population dead, they came out and said, how dare you attack him, Alex? We want to kill all humans. Humans are a parasite. And I looked up his graduate students. They're almost all of them working in bioweapons development. They can't wait to just release it and murder you. And I know you'll enjoy it.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
In the last 80 years, over and over again, Margaret Sanger and others said we've got to pose as liberals so we can kill these brown weeds. And that's why the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation have pumped the Ford Foundation billions, but in the other groups, hundreds of millions, into creating Mecha, La Raza, and other groups because they run the leadership. And so Hispanics will never suspect, because they're wrapped in the Mexican flag, particularly Mexican Americans, that these groups are controlled. And most of them are compartmentalized and don't know. This is so you trust them so that you won't notice what's happening to you. But they're attacking everybody, white people as well. And you need to understand this. I just showed you the numbers of what's happening to blacks and Hispanics in this country. Now, you can wake up now or you can go along with all of this. But I wanted to play another clip. We'll put the article up on screen with the headline, CNN guest promotes chemical BPA is good. Then we'll come back and take calls for the full next hour. But let's go ahead and play that part of that video clip. Here it is.
Joining me now, Dr. Elizabeth Whelan, president and founder of the non-governmental nonprofit American Council on Science and Health. She believes much of the concern over environmental toxins really doesn't have a basis in reality. Also here is Ken Cook, director of the Environmental Working Group, a nonprofit research and lobbying group. He says the government regulation of chemicals has not gone nearly far enough. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's interesting. Dr. Green, let me start with you. You said you want to clear up some misconceptions about the association between environmental toxins and children's health. What are some of those misconceptions? Do you believe that they can be harmful?
First of all, there's a major gap between what people perceive about chemicals and health versus what the scientific reality is. You know, we are surrounded by chemicals, mainly from nature. Everything is chemicals, and we have to accept that. I know of no case where an unborn child, a child, or an adult has ever suffered health consequences from exposure to trace levels of chemicals. I feel this is all a distraction. We want parents to worry about the real threats to their children, things like wearing seatbelts, mm-hmm. getting a smoke detector, getting vaccinations. You know the drill. Instead, they're worrying about whether they
can. I can't look at that witch anymore. With her facelift and the rest of it. Look, they always state it like it's asinine, there's no proof. It's like Al Gore. There are no scientists who don't believe in man-made global warming, not one. Of course, that's a total lie. The majority say it's a fraud. The climatologist, the hydrologist, the meteorologist, it's on record, the vast majority. She just says she knows of no case. Doesn't matter if there's thousands of studies. Doesn't matter if our girls weren't going into puberty till 13. Now they're going into puberty at 7. Doesn't matter if breast cancer is off the charts. Doesn't matter if all these problems are happening. Doesn't matter in all the lab rat studies. They know what bisphenol A does. They know what aspartame does. She goes on to say there's no evidence that pesticides have ever caused a problem. Really, they told my grandfather that would probably gave him lung cancer was Cooper Tox, which was cyanide. They told him in the 50s it was safe, and he'd throw it on the backs of his cows, you know, to keep the flies off of them. I guess Agent Orange was good too, right? And I guess Obama's come out, and the EPA has now come out and said that there's no health problems associated with core exit. Of course, they admit Exxon Valdez, it's killed almost all the people involved. The average life expectancy is 51. But she just says there's no problem. She just says that's the end of it. She just says she has no evidence. So in our article, we list a bunch of studies and articles admitting the problem. Yeah, when your wife at 35 gets breast cancer, or your kid gets it at age 5, or when your son is infertile, or your daughter's got breast at age 10, everything's fine. Everything is A-OK. You know, you read the back of a processed food, and you can't pronounce half the words, and they just say, you know what? That's fine. Hey, we're putting silicon in a lot of the TV dinners. It causes kidney failure, so what?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.